Blog Talk Radio.
She fell in love with my blue eyes,
but that love is dead.
Yeah.
Been wearing old contacts, now my eyes are all red.
Girl,
why'd I run out of contacts? I see nothing clear. Itchy eyes, old lenses, I can't hold back my tears. Never run out of contacts.
Get free expedited shipping on all app orders. Never run out of contacts.
1-800-CONTACTS. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts Sedition. Inspirational topics to help get you through life. Thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio. And I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place and one place for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. Check out the website, www.jackieiep.com. Need any info about the blog, the radio show, social network pages. If you want to be a guest on Thoughts for Vision and want to contact me, if you want to donate to Thoughts for Vision, that is your place to do it. Go to my website, www.jackieiep.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. However you're listening to this radio show, by phone, by show page, whatever means, thank you so, so very much for tuning in today. Hope you all had a wonderful Memorial Day on yesterday. Definitely want to take this time on air to say a big God bless to all of those who have served or are currently serving in any branch of the military. There's jobs and then there's callings, and definitely going into military is a calling. So I take this time to say thank you to those of you who are protecting and serving your country. And definitely I like to include also police officers and firefighters as well, because they are more so here on the home front, fighting and protecting us here as well. So I include them as well. Just if you're serving in any kind of military, law enforcement, firefighter, whatever, I just take this time to say a big thank you to your service. Just thank you so, so very much. Today's topic: don't get robbed of your destiny. Once again, today's topic: don't get robbed of your destiny. Today's verses is coming from the book of Job, chapter 23, and I'm going to be reading verses 10 through 14. Once again, today's verse is coming from the book of Job, chapter 23, verses 10 through 14. And I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. But he knows where I am going, and when he tests me, I will come out as pure as gold. For I have stayed on God's path. I have followed his ways and not turned aside. I have not departed from his commands, but have treasured his words more than daily food. But once he has made his decision, who can change his mind? Whatever he wants to do, he does. So he will do to me whatever he has planned. He controls my destiny. And this is Job talking. And this is where he was actually in the midst of questioning God about his situation. I mean, it was kind of where he was, on one hand, like I said, kind of complaining and questioning God, but really in the midst of it, understanding where his destiny lies. You know, who he could trust with his destiny. And for those of you who may not be familiar with the story of Job, God told the devil one day, him and Satan was having a conversation, and God told Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?" And, of course, Satan was coming off, "Well, you know, Job is serving you because he has all this and all that, you know." You know, he challenged God. He was like, "I bet if he took that away, you know, he wouldn't serve you anymore." And God allowed, you know, he allowed, because definitely the only thing that's going to happen is what he allows, even of Satan. And God allowed Satan to test Job. And Job had everything stripped from his family, everything he owned, livestock, home. I mean, he had everything stripped from him. And that was, you know, a challenging time for him. And in the midst of it, he stood on God's word. Even with friends coming at him, talking about, is God punishing you for something, or did you do something? Even his own wife was telling him to curse God and die. But in the midst of it, Job stood firm and trusted God. Callie, I'll see you on the phone. Thank you for tuning in today. But he stood firm in the midst of losing everything and going through sickness. God allowed sickness to even come over him. And in chapter 23, Job 23, is when he started to question God. I mean, he was in and out with, you know, kind of questioning him and complaining, but then being willing to stand firm, even in the midst of what looked like everything was going wrong, he was willing to stand firm and understand that God had his destiny in control. Some of you out there may be going through that very same thing, really wondering, you know, who is in control of things. Or maybe do you really understand that you have a destiny? Maybe some of you don't even quite understand that you have a destiny. God has a destiny plan for all of us. And the only thing that can really get in the way of that is us. First of all, starting with our own thought processes. as to what we believe. You know? I mean, even in, like, if you go to the first of this chapter, like I said, Job starts off what seems like in a complaint, you know. Like, I'll read these first three verses of this chapter. It says, then Job spoke again. My complaint today is still a bitter one, and I try hard not to groan aloud. If only I knew where to find God, I would go to his court. I would lay out, I'm going to read verse 4, I would lay out my case and present my arguments. Even him, as he was going through the midst of his trials and his tribulations, you know, he was questioning God about where he was going, but yet again, he comes off with, you know, I have stayed on his path and I've followed his ways and have not turned aside. Because even when everyone around him, his wife, his friends, was wondering, you know, why are you going through this? Why, you know, did you do something to make God angry and he's punishing you, or just give up? And you may be in a similar situation where you got people who may not understand where you're trying to go. Or maybe even you in your own head going back and forth, not really understanding. But you could come all way with Job saying that he is the one that controls my destiny. Do you have any comments that you would like to make about today's topic? Feel free to call in. Call in number is area code 347-202-0909. Once again, call in number is area code 347-202-0909. Or if you'd like to come into the chat room, you can come to blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. Come in the chat room and make your comments as well. Job went through a lot of hardship, a lot of trials, a lot of tribulations, and even in the midst of not fully understanding, he was willing to stand firm. Even on one hand, where it seemed like he was questioning about what he was going through, he was willing to stand firm. And God eventually answered Job. You know, Job confronted God, but God eventually got around to answering Job. And he just simply pointed out to Job, you know, were you there when I created this? Were you there when I created that? In fact, let me see, can I go ahead and let's see. Okay. Let's skip ahead and read some of God's comments. Let's see, can I skip ahead? Let's see. But yeah, God had the opportunity to confront Job. And I'm going to read some of that. I'm just going to read some of this. starting Job chapter 38, verse 1. I'm going to read some of these verses. I'm going to start with verse 1, Job 38 and 1. Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind. Who is this that questions my wisdom with such ignorant words? Brace yourself like a man, because I have some questions for you, and you must answer them. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you know so much. Who determined its dimensions and stretched out the surveying line? What supports its foundations, and who laid its cornerstone as the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? Who kept the sea inside its boundaries as it burst from the womb? And as I clothed it with clouds and wrapped it in thick darkness, for I locked it behind barred gates, limiting its shores. I said, this far and no farther will you come. Here your proud waves must start. Have you ever commanded the morning to appear and caused the dawn to rise in the east? Have you made daylight spread to the ends of the earth to bring an end to the night's wickedness? But that's some of it. Job, I read Job 38, verses 1 through 13. See, God has some questions for Job that, of course, he wouldn't have been able to answer. Because who but God created all of this earth and all of the heavens and the earth? But he could do that to us as well. Where were we when God created this big world? We were nowhere to be found. Simple. We weren't even created yet. So if God can create this whole universe, he created all of the foundations in the heavens and the earth and the moon and the stars and everything else in it. Surely, he knows everything about us, because he created us as well. And he created us with a destiny in mind for each and every one of us. His plan, no question, for us is to fulfill our destiny. And the only thing that can really get in the way of our destiny is us. Is us. By letting the trials and the tribulations of life get us down, make us bitter, cloud our judgment. We can't even really blame the devil or even other people. We can't, see, it all boils down to us and what we allow, you know, to get in the way. Because it's clear, God wants us to have a great and bright future. But we got to, number one, see that for ourselves. We got to first and foremost understand that we do have a destiny. We got to believe that, yes, a true destiny can happen for us. That's not just meant to happen to other people and not us. We got to believe that God has placed purpose inside of us. We got to truly believe that. We have truly got to believe that. And I ask that of you today. Do you believe that God has your destiny? That He is in control of your destiny? Not allow anything, not the devil, not other people, not even your own thoughts, rob you of what God has in store for you. And Job was a great example, no matter what those around him said, or even with him and going through the battle of what he was thinking. On one hand, he was questioning him, but on the other hand, he was trying to stay firm and understand, okay, he really has my plan in place. But even he had to be checked on what he was saying. Because God had to put those questions before him. Where were you? When I created this earth? And none of us then were even thought about. But we got to understand once for all that God is the creator of this universe, and that He does have a plan in place. Because man is his masterpiece. I mean, you think about all of the other living things he created, the animals and you can just look and see how he's taking care of the animals and the flowers and all that. And it says in the Bible, as much as I took care of the animals and the flowers and all that, won't I take care of you even more? Sometimes we tend to see things just simply with our natural eye and see what is all going on around us. Sometimes we get trapped by our circumstances and our problems. And sometimes that's all we can see is our problems and our situations. But we got to understand all, despite all of that, God has our destiny in His hand. And that's what Job finally, once and for all, came to realize. And because of that, because of Job really making the decision to stand firm on what God instructed him to do, the Bible says at the end of the chapter of Job that he was restored with double what he had before. All of the livestock, all of this, all of that, God restored him with double what he had before. Because in the end that he was willing to stand firm on God's promises. and to not be robbed of his destiny. God restored him with double. And he can do that for you as well. He can restore you. If you go through the trials and tribulations in life, and we're just going to, I mean, that's just going to happen. As long as we're made of this human flesh, we're going to have challenges. We're going to have challenges. That's just a given. But hopefully, definitely hearing Job's story, hopefully motivates you all out there that despite of all of what you're going through, you can trust God that he has your well-being in mind. Care of all of us. Despite only what we can see. Because, see, our sight is so limited. It's so limited what we can see before us, but God sees the whole picture. We can only see so far ahead, but God sees it all. He understands the whole picture of what has to happen in your life before something comes to pass. Maybe a lesson that you may need to learn. Maybe another person may be needing to come into the picture that he needs to connect you with. I mean, he understands the full and complete picture of what needs to take place and what needs to happen in your life before your destiny comes to pass. But trust and believe that it will come on his timetable, not ours. See, that's where we can get shaky too. We want it to come on our timetable, but it's going to happen only on his. Because he sees the whole picture and knows what needs to happen and the order in which it needs to happen for your destiny comes to pass. Don't allow the devil, people, other people, or even your own thoughts get in the way. Trust God and believe for your destiny to come. With that, that is all I have to say about the topic today. Hope what I've said to you today truly, truly, truly blessed your life. Thanks for tuning in. Callie on the phone, thank you for tuning in. And anyone else to this show, by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, thank you so, so very much for tuning in to the Thoughts the Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful evening, and I will see you on the radio Thursday. Take care and God bless.